Shootings. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Police investigating a shooting at the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods, California, Sunday afternoon that killed at least one person and injured at least five others.
The suspect was not injured during the incident and was taken into custody. He's believed to be an Asian male adult in his 60s. We don't believe he lives in this area. Investigators are working to determine his city of residence and whether he has any connection to this church or to the congregation.
Orange County Undersheriff Jeff Halleck. Halleck saying that parishioners detained the suspect and hogtied him with an extension cord. A shooting at a flea market in Houston Sunday afternoon, killing two people and injuring three others. Authorities saying the shooting escalated from an altercation. All the people involved were men in their 20s who appear to be acquainted with one another. It was a busy afternoon at the open-air market when the shooting occurred.
It's very popular on Sundays for families to come down here and eat and, you know, ride rides and stuff like that.
Susan Cotter, Major of Patrol, Harris County Sheriff's Office. A mass shooting at a top supermarket in Buffalo, New York, Saturday, leaving 10 people dead and three others injured. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more from Buffalo, New York.
Sources are telling us that he was in town for at least 24 hours before this rampage, trying to scope out the neighborhood. And they believe he chose this grocery store behind me because it's an important part of the black community.
Police saying Gendron had allegedly posted on social media before the attack a nearly 200-page manifesto. President Biden and the First Lady heading to Buffalo on Tuesday. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland hospitalized following a stroke this weekend. Pennsylvania Democratic Senate candidate John Fetterman suffering a stroke on Friday. Both are expected to make full recoveries. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Elon Musk, who is in the process of buying Twitter, saying the social media giant is at odds with him over one of his recent posts.
Elon Musk says he is still committed to purchasing Twitter after revealing the company's legal team accused him of violating a non-disclosure agreement. Musk said the $44 billion deal is temporarily on hold pending details supporting Twitter's calculation that fake or bot accounts represent less than 5% of Twitter users. To verify, Musk encouraged his followers to randomly sample 100 accounts, claiming that's the sample size Twitter uses to check for bots. Musk says after he tweeted about their bot review process, Twitter accused him of violating the NDA. Musk has promised to remove fake accounts once he's in control of the company. Richard Jordan, Fox News.
GOP Congressman Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina still seeking re-election despite a growing number of controversies. Fox's Charles Watson has the report from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Incumbent freshman Congressman Madison Cawthorn's got a number of challengers who see an opportunity to capitalize on the 26-year-old's missteps. It is a long list. In the last few months alone, Cawthorn has been cited twice for trying to take a loaded gun through airport security. He was charged twice for driving with a revoked license, had images leak of him in the nude and dressed in lingerie, and he's piled up ethics complaints, prompting fellow North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis to call for an investigation into claims Cawthorn participated in insider trading.
Kurt Busch winning the NASCAR Cup Series Advent Health 400 at Kansas Speedway Sunday.
This team formed by Denny Hamlin in a conversation with Michael Jordan. And here comes Kurt Busch to deliver the Jumpman the victory.
Fox Sports 1 with the final call. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.